The Mixed Morning Fix is
on the air.
It's Wednesday.
Hump day. Yeah, it is.
Good morning. Already hump day.
I know. Already.
I like this whole four-day work week thing.
Can we do it more?
Let's do it every day.
That sounds great. Let's see, you know, if we're going to only work 4 days, can we also start like at 8 a.m.?
Oh, yeah.
Like if we're going to make changes, I'm just saying.
Oh, that's a new year. I mean, now's the time to freshen up the show.
Exactly.
So we're going to work 4 days a week and start at 8.
And then end at 10 still. I don't want to work longer.
I have worked too hard to get accustomed to this sleeping schedule. I'm not changing it for you.
We can squeeze everything in. We'll just play less music and do all the content in 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Deal.
All right. Good. Well, then, I'll see you at 8. Right. Hey, good morning. Thanks for waking up with us. 6:05, John, Justin, and Jackson. High today of 41. Traffic looking good. Jackson, you said to me right before we started the show, do people even work anymore? According to the UDOT cameras, no.
Okay. No one is on their way to work right now.
No. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how it was for you guys driving in, but the highway was pretty clear even when I was coming
in
this morning.
Today was a good one.
I know. So most schools start today. Some started yesterday. I know Utah County School started today. And I don't think anyone's waiting until next week.
No.
Not that I know of.
That'd be a long time off.
I have family in California. I have a brother and sister who are still in high school, and they don't start till next week. But
really?
Yeah.
Really?
I know.
It's a lot of time
off.
Kids
don't go to school anymore.
Is that the deal?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Like, I remember my winter break was like maybe a week, like 1 week of Christmas. And now they're out for as long as college kids are out
between semesters.
It's true.
Your mom's got to be going crazy.
That's the thing that's hard is finding childcare.
Like, go back to school.
Yeah, completely. If you're just waking up this morning and you haven't had a chance yet to look at the news, President Thomas S. Monson has died at the age of 90. He passed away last night at his home surrounded by family. As we get more information about funeral services, we will definitely pass them on to you. Justin, how was your evening?
It was really good. I was just going to follow up on that, too. It was always nice to read, though, that he was at home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it didn't happen in the hospital.
No.
So,
if you want, I mean, that's the way we all want to go, right?
Yeah.
At home, surrounded by family.
Yeah.
I think so. I'll tell you, I met President Monson a few times with different radio things.
He was pretty cool, wasn't he?
Yeah. Always nice.
That's
We'd always
cool.
have small talk before having to do things, and he was great. And then the last few years, you haven't seen him as much. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because of health issues. So you, evening, good?
It was good. I mean, it was just pretty chill last night. I think it was the first day back to the grind.
Uh-huh.
So when you got home last night, at least for me, I was like, ooh.
We fried.
Man, I made it. But I was so happy to be back.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was a little bit cooked last night.
Jackson, did you see what Justin did at the grocery store?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
What did you
do
at the grocery store?
Okay, so Chex Mix. They have where the seasoning packet to where you can make the Chex Mix for holidays.
Uh-huh.
But it's seasonal, I found out, because I asked the lady at Smith's. I'm like, hey, where's the Chex Mix seasoning packet? And she's like, oh, it's over in the clearance bin. It's seasonal. It's only out for December. I'm like, what? So I went over there, and I bought all 22 of them.
What are you going to do with 22 Chex Mix packets?
I'm going to have Chex Mix year-round. That's what I'm going to do.
That's more than once a month, though.
Well,
that's twice a month you're having Chex Mix.
Maybe I'll do two batches a month.
I guess so.
Right?
It's that good?
I live on it.
I have never stockpiled food. Like, have you ever stockpiled?
No.
No.
I should have food storage. Because at any time now, the end of the world is happening.
I just mean more like something you love so much that you feel like you have to stockpile it.
There was one year where Coffee Mate had their pumpkin spice coffee creamer.
Uh-huh.
And I bought a few bottles of it because I knew it was going to be out. But then I got sick of it by, like, February.
Right, that's the thing that's going to happen. There's a reason why things are seasonal. Like, you bought all of this mix, and you're going to get burnt on it.
Your birthday's in July.
It is.
You're going to get a Tupperware Chex Mix. And you're going to love it. You're going to be like, man, I haven't had this forever.
I can't remember the last time
it's
I had
so
it.
It's so good.
Oh.
John's going to get a big tin thinking it's three popcorns.
Yes.
And
no.
Those are always fun. I love three popcorns.
Those things. Yes.
They're so good. And then he's going to open it. It's Chex Mix.
Yeah.
No.
Made at Justin's house. Oh.
So good.
No.
Man, though, if there's one place I'm going to eat something from,
that's
it is Justin's house. I'll bet it is spotless 24 hours
well,
a day.
Well, you know what else I was thinking? I could probably get a popcorn tin on clearance, too, right now. So maybe I'll go today and see what we can get you guys. Maybe they're like 50 cents at this point in time.
So get this. I just got a text at 61544.
Yeah.
The Walmart at Jordan Landing has the seasoning sample packs for free right now.
Nice. I only paid 10 cents.
See, oh, jeez.
So free.
So, yeah, pretty much free
you,
at this
you
point.
You spent $2.
Yeah.
It's like, I spent a hay penny.
I'll swing by and get some later today.
A hay penny. Jackson, how was your evening?
Oh, man, was it something.
Oh, really?
This building's machines all rose against me yesterday.
Oh, it's true.
like in a big way. The IT guy sat at my computer for hours yesterday and could not figure it out. And then the production room was taken, so I couldn't edit the podcast. By the way, you don't have a podcast right now. I know, I'm working on it.
Okay.
I got messages.
Were you still here when I got here this morning, or were you just in early today?
No, I slept for a while. Well, here's the thing. Finally, I just took over a coworker's computer because I was like, I cannot get anything of my work done. I can't get anything edited. Because I went to three computers and none of them were working. So I went to a coworker's computer, got the podcast all edited, hit control save, and as it was saving, it crashed.
Oh, no.
And I had to start over. I was like, nope, I have got to go home before something horrible happens. This building might end up on fire. So,
okay, so the podcast later on today.
Yeah, you'll get yesterday's show today and also today's show today.
Hey, okay. It's a twofer on a Wednesday.
You're welcome.
It's a winning Wednesday.
America.
If you don't listen to our podcast, we'd appreciate if you do start. Mix1051utah.com.
Obviously, I go through a lot of trouble for it.
For Jackson's mental health, that'd be great if you could just sign up and
iTunes,
take the
Stitcher, Google Play.
Listen, don't even listen to it. Just download it so Jackson feels better about himself.
That's true.
That's all we're asking for.
I need a win, guys.
I was reading yesterday a bunch of different resolutions. In fact, I did a blog about the top 10. Resolutions that people do. It's up on at mix1051utah.com. But one of the things was, you know, try to make more money. And this article was giving different ways that you can make cash.
Kind of like a side hustle
Way. Yeah. And one of the ways was put an ad on your car.
Okay.
And I was like, really? And they were talking about how you can make anywhere between $200 and $1,000 a month by putting an ad on your car.
You kind of have my attention now.
I've seen the ads on the car. I don't like how it looks, but $1,000 a month, I'm on board.
Yeah, I'm overlooking a lot of things for $1,000 a month.
How nice does your car have to be?
Oh, like to, I don't know.
Because my car is a hunk of garbage, and if I could get my car payment in return for putting...
Right.
Like, that's the thing, it pays my car payment.
If I could get my car payment, I'll do it. That's all I need,
Do they have like a car advertising agency, or do you have to go out and drum up your own business?
They actually gave a website. It's called Rapify.com.
Rapify.
So the question is this morning, would you put an ad on your car if someone paid you? And if you have done it, will you let us know as well? Give us a call right now. Now, I got some texts already coming in to 61544 saying I would put an ad on my face for $1,000 a month.
Ain't that the truth?
Dave T says, I have a beater car. If I could do a car wrap, I would just do the company that hauls the junk.
Like, oh, yeah, gotjunk.com.
Exactly, yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah, man.
The article I was reading was talking about Rapify.com, and rap is Rapify.
That's where I'm at right now.
So what have you learned about it?
Well, so there you can either have a small panel or a large panel or a full wrap.
So the full wrap probably is closer to the 1,000 mark.
I'm not seeing 1,000 on here.
You're not seeing 1,000
anywhere. It caps out at like 490 or something like that.
Your whole car for 490?
Yeah. $500, but...
I think I would do it.
Let me tell you something. My car, there was a while where I kept getting like vandalized.
Yeah.
So people were like keying my car and smashing my windows and stuff. People don't like me in general. But if I wrapped my car, you wouldn't be able to see any of that damage.
That's true.
So as far as I'm concerned, it's a win-win. And if I drive a little Budweiser mobile, one of the advertisers is Bud Light. One of them's like Petco.
Right.
I would be styling.
Would you care what it was? Like, John, do you want it on your car to be driving around like, hey, get your pet neutered. Call 1-800-NEUTER-ME.
I don't think I'd care.
No?
No, I really don't. I could be, that's fine. It could be like a hepatitis ad.
Right.
And I'd be fine with it. Like, that's cool.
The face of VD and
right,
it's
yeah,
the
exactly.
arrow pointing over to John.
Yeah. Listen, is it paying my car payment? That's fine. I'm okay with it. Some people are saying it's a scam that I'm getting.
Oh, Rapify?
Text to. Just getting, I think, your car wrapped. Here's a text saying, I signed up on a website, paid a membership, never got anything. I don't know. Is that Rapify?
This Rapify says there are no upfront costs.
Okay.
Also, if any job or any offer is offering you money and it asks you for a credit card first, you run as far as you can.
You're talking about Broadway Media. I pay them every month to be here.
That's true.
Should I run?
That's a bummer. You need to renegotiate.
Man, I'm terrible at negotiating contracts. My friend says that she makes $117 a month doing this.
How much?
$117. Side
enough.
Panel of your car, $117.
Nah.
No?
Not for $117.
What's your number, Justin?
Closer to $500.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a big truck, too. I feel like they would have to pay you a lot of money.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, you're as big as a billboard.
But I also, though, am kind of a car person. So I kind of like my car. I mean, right. So some people don't care. It's just, I mean, like a means of transportation.
See, I don't think Jackson and I really care.
It's just transportation for you guys.
My car has been nothing but a burden the second I drove it off the dealership. I tell you what, it is a hunk of junk. I am fixing it constantly.
Here's the problem. I used to drive the station vehicle from time to time.
Yeah.
And I would get people like, because I'd cut them off. Sorry. And I would get like people coming after like the station, like, "Oh, there's a person today on I-15 driving your truck," and it was like me.
Like, oh yeah.
Well, you have to drive with their app so that they can see if you're a safe driver. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that fixes
and
that.
I'm sure they check your like driving history. Hmm.
I got a story about my driving history coming up at 7 o'clock with I Can't Even Wednesday.
I can't even wait.
Another text saying MoneyPantry.com says you can make $1,000 a month. So there has to be other sites besides Rappify, I guess.
Money Pantry? I'm sure, because people
will pay all kinds of, you know, real estate for to get their message spread.
So there you go.
I get it.
If you're trying to make more money, maybe look at wrapping your car.
Could work.
I'm not saying it's the best answer, but hey, we're trying.
It'll get the job done.
Exactly. So Justin had a lot of coffee to drink this morning, and he's...
He's rocking back and forth.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah, he's gotta go potty.
I'm like, hurry up, Halsey, sing that song.
So I'm gonna take our time with this.
Let's really draw it out.
Good morning.
It was that cup I had at 4:30 that I'm like, you know what?
It's hitting you now, isn't it?
Here it is.
Okay.
I feel like you were just speaking whale from Finding Nemo.
Hello.
Hello. You have to go to the bathroom.
Justin's like, ha, 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 hurry up. How does the story end? I was telling you about a woman named Mandy who works as a waitress in Arkansas. Her best friend Leslie works there as well. And last week, their boss gave them each 5 lottery tickets for Christmas. And according to Leslie, he said that whatever was won, they could split it as a Christmas bonus. So if it was $10, 5 each. If it's $100, 50 each, right?
Right.
Mandy scratched off one of her tickets and won the grand prize, $300,000.
Great job, Mandy.
She and Leslie agreed that they'd cash it in after New Year's. How does the story end?
Well, they won and she bought the restaurant and now they live happily ever after.
It's a good story.
It's a happy ending.
I feel like you really shortened that. I feel like that was a real recap.
Yeah, maybe you can give us more detail.
Will you expand on it?
We're in no rush, Justin.
It's kind of calmed down now.
Oh,
so
I
you're
think,
okay?
Hold on. Yeah.
It's coming out through his tear ducts. It's
right.
Weird. It's very weird.
It's crazy. He looks sad.
Jackson, how does the story end?
Well, Mandy and the other gal, they quit and they go buy a gator farm.
Yeah, they did.
Because, you know, Italians love to buy gator leather for their boots.
What makes you think they're Italian?
No.
Oh, you're just saying
Italian
that's like,
buyers
oh,
come
okay.
from Italy and buy their leather.
Gotcha. Wow.
But then the gators don't grow fast enough to make any money. They go bankrupt. They have to release all the gators into a lake.
Sad.
Gator Lake, Arkansas. I want to live in Gator Lake, Arkansas.
Taking the some of your guesses at 615-44, did they both lose the ticket and get nothing?
That's a good one.
Mm.
They tried to get the money, but their boss found out and took them to court. I could see that happening.
Yeah, in today's world.
Like the boss being like, wait, how much? We should really split that 3-way. Did the boss steal the lottery ticket? No. Mandy decided to go and cash in the ticket herself. Now she's not showing up at work and not returning Leslie's calls.
Oh, no.
Leslie says she plans on taking legal action if Mandy doesn't give her half the money. But here's the thing. Mandy's the only one who signed the ticket. There's no proof of any agreement.
No.
Leslie has no legal claim
won't hold up.
To the money at all.
Won't hold
Wait,
up.
Is the boss on either side? Has the boss come forward and said, I told
you
them to
would
split
think
it?
That they would put that in this article. They don't say anything about that. But I do know that whoever signs a ticket gets the money. They say that about like when you win the lottery
right.
as well. So as of now, Mandy, $300,000 richer. Leslie, still working at the Waffle
That's not
House.
Enough to rip off your friend, though, for 300 grand, is it?
Split it. Either way,
I get if you won like $20 million, like, I'm gone.
Jed and I were talking about this, about the Powerball and Mega Millions. We're like, we don't need to win the $400 million. It'd be nice. I just want enough to pay off some bills. And if it would pay off my mortgage,
right.
that'd be the best. That is how the story ends. Hey, over the holiday break, I took the kids to Starbucks one day to get them some hot cocoa, and I was getting myself a tea. And as we sat there, I noticed next to me, a guy was breaking up with his girlfriend.
I could see that happening a lot at Starbucks.
Yeah. And it was, she's sitting there, and her eyes were red. And you can tell she knows she's in a public place and she doesn't want to start crying and cause a big scene, but she's obviously very hurt by what's happening.
That's so sad.
He's leaning over. He's got his left arm on like her right forearm, or left hand on her right forearm, and he's kind of holding it there. And I can tell he just wants to bail. Like, he did the deed, and now, but he feels like he has to stick around
right.
a little longer to seem like he's a good guy or something. But now I'm just like, man, you look so fake. Because he's not saying it. They're not saying anything. He's got that look in his face like, all right, when is this over? And she's there, like, trying to just hold in her tears.
Get up and go, man.
And I got my kids running around them while this is going on.
Control your children.
I'm trying to do the best I can. They're hopped up on hot cocoa at this point. Part of me wants to leave. Part of me wants to see how it goes.
Oh, I would watch every second.
Right.
Yeah, you got to see how the story ends.
Oh, so I sat there a little longer just to see, and not much else happened. Not many words were spoken. And finally I said, you know what, John, you got to give them some space. Move a few over.
Yeah, creep.
Right, exactly. Stop staring at them. And I kind of walked away from it. But it got me thinking, like, have you ever experienced someone breaking up? Like, have you ever seen someone in public?
Not in a very long time. Maybe I have the blinders on a little bit too much nowadays.
I've never noticed it before. But this was so obvious. And I do think you're right. I bet Starbucks employees, if they start texting us at 615-44, they see it a lot.
They have to, because that's like the perfect venue for it.
You get your coffee or your tea or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's quick. It's a public place, and you're out.
You're out.
Yeah.
At what stage in the relationship is it okay to break up with someone in public? Like, if you've been dating for a long time and you take me somewhere public to break up with me, I will break your legs.
Why? How do you want it done?
You want it just private.
Like, yeah. Like, come over to my house or let's chat about it in the car
right.
or whatever. But don't break up with me and humiliate me publicly.
Yeah, I don't like the public thing.
That's not okay.
I don't think so. I think so. It's selfish.
Yeah. One time, I got broken up with via text in front of my employees.
Ooh.
It was something else. You know who you are.
How did you take it?
Well, I don't have feelings in front of my employees.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. So
they're not welcome to know that I have feelings.
Were your employees even aware of the fact that you were dumped?
Right? Well, I got real quiet and just walked to the office, so they knew something was up.
Got it.
But they didn't get to find out what. But that was humiliating, and they didn't even know what was going on.
I guess I get why Starbucks, though. Because it's not going to let it go to an uncomfortable level. You know what I mean?
9 times out of 10.
And which it usually does when you're like, say, like, you know you're going to get into it if you guys are in the car or if you go over to, like, say, their house. At least he knew that, you know what, this could turn. We're going to do it in a public place. There was probably a reason for that.
Unless you're scared for your personal safety, still do it in private, no matter how weird it is.
I just got a text saying you probably shouldn't be sitting at the same table as strangers.
Yeah.
I was one table over, but then I slowly started just moving my way towards that table.
Like, hi, I'm John from the Mixed Morning Fix, and if you guys would like to work this out on the air Tuesday morning,
right,
here's
exactly.
my number.
We can help you out.
We can help you out. We're really good at this sort of thing.
I worked at Starbucks for 3 years. I never saw a breakup personally,
really?
But regulars treat you like family and spill their whole lives to you daily.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I did a fake breakup with a friend at BYU, and it ended up on overheard on BYU on Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's funny.
Dave says public may be best if the other person is crazy. Could mm-hmm. save your life. Yeah.
See?
Okay, but that's, again that's an
right.
issue where you're concerned for your personal safety. But if you're just doing it because you don't want it to be awkward, it's got to be awkward, weirdo.
A couple in front of me broke up at a Bees game over summer. She left. He finished the game. Well, where else is he going to go?
Right.
Got to do something.
Like, I'll get a beer and a hot dog. Right.
My coworker broke up with her boyfriend in the lobby of our office. We could hear them shouting at each other. She then walked back to her desk and sobbed quietly. It was terrible.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, no.
Be the worst.
Oh, man. Starbucks is my favorite place. My boyfriend took me there to break up with me. I wanted to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
It ruins your favorite place.
You couldn't punch him, though, because you're at Starbucks. That's why
Jeez.
You go.
I'd still punch him in Starbucks.
Once there was a lady in Costco who was yelling in Spanish, and the man sitting across from her screamed, "I don't understand." She then screamed, "It means we're over." Then she walked away and awkwardly got stopped at the door to get her list checked.
Oh!
Awesome. Oh, man. She thought she was Beyonce in the Lemonade video with the yellow dress and the bat.
Mm-mm.
And then Costco stopped her dead in her tracks.
I was dumped at Denny's. I think everyone around us heard. It was so humiliating.
That's okay. Listen, that's not even the most humiliating thing that happened at Denny's that night.
Right, yeah. Trust me, you'll
it's
be okay.
Denny's.
I heard a man admit to having an affair with whom I assume was his wife while in line at Walgreens. I so badly wanted to know more what was going on. That's when, like, when you're in line, you're stepping a little too close just to try to listen in on the conversation.
Gosh, if you're that guy, I'm like, this is your venue?
Yeah, well, he's multitasking.
You're going to bring it up in line at the checkout line at Walgreens?
He's getting his prescription and he's telling his wife. Yes, exactly.
Huh. Knock it all out.
Yeah, two things at once. I witnessed a couple break up out in Wendover. My group was enjoying ourselves, watching the band. While the couple was going at it, he ditched her. It was a drunken mess. Later, the girl was from Salt Lake asking for people to give a ride home.
Oh, man.
Which they did. Oh, that's nice of you to do that.
Are you adding that part?
No, it's in
there.
Oh,
did it? Okay.
Which we did.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's nice of you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, that's so
horrifying. That would be an awkward drive home, wouldn't
it? It's better than the fun bus.
You're right about that.
Oh, my gosh. One time, I went to a Carl's Jr. We got a text that kind of made me think of this.
Okay.
I was at a Carl's Jr., and I sat down waiting for my food with my little drink, and there was the saddest man I have ever seen in real life.
Oh, no.
Probably in his 50s. His elbows on the table, head in his hands, looking down at divorce papers.
Oh, no.
He was reading his divorce papers at Carl's Jr., and that is the saddest thing that I've ever witnessed in real life. Oh, it was such a bummer.
Oh, that just made me really sad.
Right?
That really did. As we get to Justin's 7 a.m. silly.
Hey, why do you never see elephants hiding up in trees?
Why do you never see elephants hiding up in trees?
Because they're really good at it.
Excellent hiders.
Hey, Dave R. sent us a text for a 7 a.m. silly. Do you want to hear his?
Yeah, I do.
All right. This is listener Dave. There we go. What did the buffalo say to his child when he went off to college?
What did the buffalo say to his child when he went off to college?
Bison.
Oh, like bison.
Bison.
I like it.
Yeah.
Bison. That's perfect.
I Can't Even Wednesday. Up next, your highs of highs, your lows of lows. What is I Can't Even Wednesday? This is where we ask you for your highs of highs and your lows of lows. I can't even. What can't you even? You can call us at 844-649-1051. You can shoot us a text, 61544. I see the text already coming in a lot about Thomas Monson, which I can't even on that. Justin, do you want to start off I can't even?
I can't even that I fell for somebody's Facebook prank. It was this post. It was like that they were moving. It was been wanting to do this forever. And then I went, oh, that sucks. I'm sorry to see you go.
Yeah.
Then it was at the end. I was like, oh, if you would have read the whole thing all the way to the end, you would have saw that I was just seeing who actually reads the entire post. So I'm like, stop it.
You can't do
those things.
I don't like that kind of thing.
No, me neither.
A friend of mine changed their birthday on Facebook to see like who her true friends were.
Yes.
And I saw like, oh, it's so-and-so's birthday. So I wrote like, happy birthday. And they wrote back like, it's not my real birthday. I was just seeing if you really knew. And I was like, okay.
I don't even know my family's birthday.
You can't
do
that. There's no pranking going on when it comes to that. You need to be serious about it.
And you're just trying to be nice.
That's all I was doing. I was like, oh, well, you'll be missed. And
also,
I was like, no, you need to read the whole post, idiot.
Nothing says I need attention quite like, does anyone read my posts? Like, shut up. If you're looking for validation from Facebook, you need to shut it off and go meet someone
in
person.
I'm not going to hit that button that says more.
Right.
I'm just going to read the first.
I never hit more. Let it be known now.
Not worth it.
I Can't Even Wednesday. Your text already coming in to 61544. I can't even with my current job. I was supposed to transition to a new company in the same building on the first. Now they're trying to hold me hostage and share me with the company until they hire someone new. I've given them 4.5 months. Oh, sorry. So, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Think of it that way. I can't even. I have to go back to work today after a 4-day weekend. Or do you?
You don't have to do anything.
New year, new sick days.
Jackson, I can't even Wednesday.
Okay, I read this story about these kids in Australia playing in a sandbox.
Uh-huh.
And they were digging. They found reptile eggs.
Okay.
And all of the teachers started panicking because that area is known for eastern brown snakes, which are the deadliest snakes in all of Australia. So they call wildlife services. 43 eggs from 7 nests. There were 7 different nests with 43 eggs in them. And they're like, we don't know if these are lizard eggs or snake eggs. We're going to go do some testing.
Yep.
But I got photos up on mix1051utah.com. They're so cool.
Nope.
Well, that's just part of the danger of being, or the charm, I should say, of Australia.
To Australia every day. there's an animal that's going to kill you in Australia.
That's my dream.
Have you seen... Really?
You know I love dangerous animals.
There is a video of like a spider carrying a rat around in Australia.
Yeah. I know, but that's... You're not a rat.
You know what?
You're not a bird.
You're right.
You don't have anything to worry about from that spider.
It's not a place for me.
I can't even that yesterday, Jen got a speeding ticket coming into work and dropping off the kids.
Yeah, I remember you were reading the text. You're like, oh, man.
Yeah, and it traumatized the kids enough to where they had to go tell their teacher.
Were they all just freaked out about getting the cop coming up to the car? And
so they asked, yeah, so Jen gets the ticket, and then they're like, Mommy, are you going to jail?
Yeah. Like...
And then Jen's late to drop off the kids because of the ticket. And they're like, it's okay. We'll just tell our teacher how you got a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
Holding her hostage.
Yeah.
Holding her hostage.
We'll do the topic probably tomorrow, but we'll talk about teachers. Like, what's the strangest thing you've heard from your students?
Oh, I'm sure a lot.
Because I can only imagine what my kids have told their teachers over the years. I can't even. My physics class is making me my scholarship 10 times harder to get.
Why?
I'm sorry. I don't know.
They just felt they needed to make it harder?
Are they not getting a good enough grade in physics?
I don't know. I can't even. My fat butt fell on the ice. Luckily, I didn't have my kids in my arms.
Oh, man.
Sorry, that's funny. I still think it's funny when people slip.
I can't even. I haven't talked to you guys forever. I miss you. It's from Cindy in Layton now. Hey, Cindy. I can't even. I get my braces off next Monday. Congratulations.
Nice.
So I can't even Wednesday. Your highs of highs and your lows of lows. I can't even that my due date was New Year's Eve. Nothing yet.
Oh, man. You're right there.
Ugh. Yeah, but...
We're supposed to eat pizza. What is it?
Oh, you go to Cafe Trio.
Cafe Trio. That's what it was.
Get the... I want to say it's the barbecue chicken pizza. Ask them about it.
And
they know what it is.
Oh, yeah, because it's been working a lot.
We did it with Jen. And we had Liam within 24 hours.
There you go.
I don't know if it could just be one of those things.
It could work.
But there is a pizza that Cafe Trio has that has chicken on it, and they claim it'll induce labor.
And if nonetheless, you get a great lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it was
try
a win-win for us.
And let us know if it works, actually. Right. I want to know again.
Okay.
What is the name of that pizza? Let's see if it comes.
They'll know.
The baby pizza.
No, we didn't know the name of it either, and we just called up and said, hey, this is silly, but we heard that you have a pizza. And they were like, oh, yeah. We do.
I mean, it works.
Like, they were completely confident with the whole thing.
Wow, Cafe Trio, they know what they're doing.
It's all branding.
That's a solid marketing scheme. Hey, if you listen to the Mixed Morning Fix, it might induce labor.
I can't even that I saw Britney Spears' final Piece of Me show on New Year's Eve.
Oh,
wait, you were there?
It was amazing, is what they said.
I would die.
Oh,
I would die.
Do you have photos? Will you send them to us, please? I can't even. I only have 89 days left of high school. Congratulations.
Counting it down.
I can't even. I'm applying for college, and I'm graduating from high school this year. Man, a lot of people getting ready for the next step, huh?
Yeah, because you know what? Like you said, like 88 days is not that long. It goes by fast.
No.
I can't even that my company is now letting us roll over vacation dates. How cool is that?
Aw, man.
That's what I've always wanted.
Must be nice.
I want that, or I want to be bought out 50%. Just give me cash. I'll take cash.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always take cash. That's fine.
So we were talking about the labor pizza over at Cafe Trio.
Yeah.
It is the chicken pizza, and it's actually called, according to the text, the labor pizza.
Oh, that they should name it that.
I don't know what the spice is. I don't know what the deal is with it. I'm just saying we did it in my family.
If I get that pizza and then I have a baby, I will lose my mind.
Well, I'll try it out. See what happens.
Oh, I'll leave it on John's doorstep. John wants 100 kids.
I do. I really do. Don't tell my wife. I can't even that my puppy just pooped on the floor. We've had her for 4 days. It's her first accident, so I guess I'll take that as a win.
Oh, yeah. That's a big win.
I mean, you had your puppy. How many accidents did you have at the beginning there?
She's still, being a pain.
Really?
Winter doesn't help so well when it comes to potty training.
That's even like Sadie, who's my dog, who's like 90. She's stopped going outside. Like, she just does not want to deal with the cold anymore with her arthritis.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's getting bad the whole other way. So, yeah.
My puppy's just, it has attitude. He's like, no, it's cold. I'm not doing that.
Just fight the fight.
Slap him.
I can't even. I also saw Britney's show on New Year's Eve and completely disagree. It was not great. Maybe because my seats were terrible, but still, she was super boring.
Whoa.
From what I saw on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, it looked awesome.
I can't believe we had two different listeners see Britney's final show on New Year's Eve.
Must be nice.
Man, we didn't get the invite.
No.
Yeah, I would have gone.
A lot of people
thanks,
in Vegas.
Yeah. Thanks, Dallin.
Thanks, Dallin. I can't even that President Monson of the Mormon Church passed away today. Yeah, if you did miss it, he actually died last night around 10:01 p.m. He was at home. Family was with him. And when we get more information on the services, we will let you know. I can't even. Today is not my day. After texting that I fell on the ice, I drove my kids to the sitter. Yeah. Fell on the sitter's house on their ice, too.
Jeez. You need to go back home.
Just call it a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just go home. I can't even. Steve Harvey's suit for his New Year's show. Did you guys see it? Yes.
Wait, what?
Did you see Steve Harvey's suit that he was wearing for the New Year's countdown show?
No.
Google that. Google it right
now.
I'm not
the biggest Steve Harvey fan.
Take a look at it. You know, I will say this. He got a lot more press for his show than Ryan Seacrest did this year.
He really did, because I've heard nothing from the Seacrest show.
He had the Maria Menounos get married during his show.
Uh-huh.
He had Neil Diamond sing Sweet Caroline to everyone.
Right.
And he was right there at Times Square also. I heard nothing about Seacrest.
Wonder why.
I was asleep.
Are you talking about this white peacoat and this white hat?
Yes.
Oh, honey bunny, what's going on
there,
Steve?
I can't even that I got a sexy text from a friend's girlfriend. Do I say something? Maybe it was an accident.
Maybe that could have been.
Just ignore it, right?
Right.
I would think that's what we do. I don't know. Text us back on Confession Monday. Let us know if anything else happens.
That's true.
I can't even that you guys are just now finding out about Black Mirror. It's been so good for so long.
I know. Listen, you guys. I have a very limited scope on my television.
Yeah.
And I hate getting into new things because then I have to really pay attention.
And it's season 4, right? Of Black Mirror?
Yeah.
So if you haven't heard, Black Mirror is a show that's on Netflix. It's becoming like the next Stranger Things with popularity, although it's been a bunch of seasons. And each episode's its own story, like Twilight Zone.
Right. It started out as a British show. It was on the BBC.
Right.
Oh,
which is why I think it's just catching on here now, even though it's been on Netflix forever.
Yeah. There you go. I can't even. Wednesday coming up. So Valerie met Chris on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
Went out on a date. Now Chris not calling Valerie back.
Mm.
We're going to see if we can help Valerie out with the 7:30 second date update.
This is the Mix Morning Fix on demand.
You know, you've got to know a lot of us here on Mix 105.1, but you don't know the people who work behind the scenes. For example, Camilla. Hi, Camilla.
Hi.
What is your official title?
Marketing consultant.
Marketing consultant here on Mix, which means really, like, look, if you have a business that you're trying to start up, or maybe you're in charge of advertising for your business, they call you, right?
I hope they do. We have a lot of great solutions here on Mix.
What about those who own a business who think, I can't afford radio on my budget?
I think that's a common misconception. Radio can be very effective and built in with a few of our other offerings.
But if I want something and I'm going like, that's great, I want to be on radio, but I also want social media, I want billboards. Like,
we can do that.
Oh.
We can do everything here. We can help you with social media. In fact, we have a lot of great personalities like yourself.
What?
Who can be a real asset to businesses like that.
So listen, if you're driving in this morning, if you like what we do and you're going, I want to be a part of Mix 105.1, call Camilla, and the best way to do that would be?
801-699-8168.
One more time.
801-699-8168.
The Mix Morning Fix. Weekdays 5 to 10 on Mix 105.1.
It's your 7:30 second date update with John, Justin, and Jackson trying to help out Valerie, who met Chris on Tinder. And Valerie doesn't like a lot on a first date. She likes to kind of keep it simple and get to know someone first. So she said, hey, instead of doing like a dinner or a big date, let's just go have lunch. Let's go share a burrito bowl and get to know each other.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's what they did. And now she hasn't heard back from Chris. So she's a little nervous that maybe Chris was thinking that she was friend zoning him right at date one. Valerie, did I get all that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, cool. Hey, we tracked down Chris, so I'm going to pick up with him, but don't say a word, okay?
All right.
Hey, Chris, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You're on the air right now with John, Justin, and Jackson, Mix 105.1 Utah.
How's it going?
Good. Thank you. Hey, we're calling because our show, we love burritos, and we love burrito bowls, and we just we're calling because you went out on a date with Valerie. And, you know, we just wanted to see why you're not calling her back, because we talked to her earlier on in the show. It seemed like she really liked you, and, you know, you've been avoiding her.
Yeah, she was great. I don't know. I kind of got the feeling that she was, like, really into, like, death stuff. I mean, like, I don't know. I tried to like change the conversation a lot, but it just kind of kept coming back to like watching these like shows on TV about like, you know, catching a criminal and like Born to Kill, and then like she
Cold
was really
Miles.
Like, yeah.
You got Jackson over here who all of a sudden is very interested in what's going on.
Yeah.
So what, you're like sitting there like over lunch and she's telling you about murders? Is that kind of like what was going on?
Yeah, like really into it, like almost like, you know, had me listen to a podcast on the date, like some show called like True Murder and like another one called Unsolved or something. I don't know, like I try to play it off and like kind of like kidding around about like maybe she's a serial killer or that kind of thing, but I don't know, it was odd. It was a weird first date sort of topic to bring up.
Did you tell her that you weren't interested in it?
I didn't completely, but I feel like she didn't get the clue that I was trying to change the subject.
Well, I'm obsessed with this kind of thing. Like, you know that murder and true crime and all that, that's my jam. I'm all about it.
I was actually going to ask Chris if he went out on the date with you.
Yeah, it might have secretly been me. Oh, have I not told you about my alter ego?
Valerie?
Yeah, Valerie. No, but like,
oh my God.
The thing is, unless you're like upfront and direct and communicate that with me, like, yeah. I'm not interested in this, shut your mouth, like John is all the time,
uh-huh.
Then I'll keep talking about it.
Listen,
oh, wow. Okay.
Chris, why don't we, the good news is we can kind of clear this up with Valerie right now because she's been listening in. Hey, Valerie.
Yo.
So.
Hey, girl.
Yo.
Valerie, you're so bubbly, but yet you're so dark at the same time.
Hey, I am vast and I contain multitudes, man.
Yeah, I feel you, girl. I love it.
So, I mean, tell us, Valerie, like, are you just kind of really into this stuff right now? Like the Born to Kills and the Catching a Criminal and all those
Dude,
shows?
Dude, I mean, I get that. People who haven't watched it probably don't, like, know how cool it is because I didn't know about it at first either, and now I'm hooked, so, like, I get that. But I will say, you know, if you have been watching these shows, you would know that a real serial killer is going to come across as really normal.
So. Oh, no.
That's exactly what I've been saying. Like, unless I'm not a serial killer, I'm too weird. Serial killers are good at covering their tracks, Justin.
That's why we...
Yeah, man.
Valerie, we got to tell you, we do think if anyone on the show is a serial killer, it's Justin.
Yeah.
Because he's so normal, and he has very big OCD. Yeah. He's like Dexter.
Yeah, yeah. And he's charming. He's nice. Everyone likes him.
No one suspects Justin, so just remember that. Well, listen, guys, the whole point of the second date is try to get that next date. And maybe the content of the date wasn't perfect, like Chris wasn't into it. But I feel like there's still a connection. I mean, Valerie, you seem sweet. You're still interested, Valerie, in the date, right?
Yeah, man. And I promise, like, no murderers.
Okay.
Next date.
No murder talk. Chris, what about you?
Yeah, I think so. I think you guys helped kind of clear the air. So,
good.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what we're hoping for.
But if Chris's body shows up, you know, we'll start with Valerie, right?
Right.
Nah.
We start with Justin.
No, I'll help her hide it.
Oh, no, I'd be way better about hiding a body.
If you're waking up, kind of just getting started for the morning, you might have missed some of the big news stories that are going on, including the announcement that President Thomas S. Monson has died at the age of 90. He passed away last night about 10 p.m., and the details of services are not out yet. Also, the big story that I thought we were going to be doing all morning was kind of with Orrin Hatch retiring. That got pushed to the side.
Oh, yeah.
And then Mitt Romney changing his Twitter location to Utah.
There's a lot going on this
morning.
So
is he moving here?
Well, he's at least, you know.
I mean, he's got a place in Park City.
Right.
He always has.
He already has a place here, but they're saying that this is him posturing for the run for the Senate for next year. And step one was changing his Twitter account, I guess.
What you do nowadays.
Like, you got to do so. You got to start somewhere.
Well, it's like making it Facebook official. When you're running for a seat, you have to make Utah your home.
Exactly. Let's get to your showbiz meet, Justin.
Thanks. Anyway, it's your natural beauty. Book your free consultation today at formmedspa.com. Mike Tyson broke ground last month on a 40-acre pot farm that he's going to have in California with a store, a factory for making edibles, pot-growing school, campground, and small amphitheater.
There's so much about, there's so much information here.
I'm just looking forward. This is
so
us setting
rad.
Up to follow this along.
Yeah.
Because it's just going to be something.
Please tell me there's a reality TV show that's following him
please.
Around.
Yes.
Right?
There has to be. Isn't his pigeon show still on? He's got to have a pigeon show.
He's got the cartoon that's still, like the Scooby-Doo cartoon show.
Where he does the crime stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's Mike Tyson doing this too, so this is going to be great TV.
You know, it kind of makes sense. There's wineries in California that have amphitheaters.
Mm-hmm.
So this could be the next thing,
and
right?
Maybe that's what he was doing. Maybe he was at a winery and he's like, you know what?
I'm gonna just take this concept.
We're going pot.
And do pot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it's legal over there now. Yeah. So.
Why don't you be just this huge deal? So Hoda from the Today Show, she officially got the morning gig. And who did she get a text from? Check this out.
Oh, you want that?
Yeah, I do.
Hold on a second. I'm sorry. I was reading a text that said Mitt Romney, actually, his house is in Holiday.
Oh.
All right. Here's the... What was... what am I playing?
The Hoda.
Hoda.
He texted me, and he said, congratulations and some really nice words. And it meant the world. When I saw the text pop up, my heart just like, you know, it meant the world to see that.
Text message from Matt Lauer.
That's cool. That's it classy cool. that Matt did that.
It is.
Yeah.
And well, they're friends. Think about it.
Yeah, they've been working together for a long time.
Long, long, long time. So no matter what he did, what he didn't do, it's just the fact that they're still friends on top of it. So Chip and Joanna Gaines, a lot of people a fan of the Fixer Upper show. They just announced last night on their Instagram that they're going to be having a baby.
So this will make a family of seven for Chip and Joanna.
Yes.
Get them big.
It's a big family.
Get them big.
I wonder if that had anything to do with why they hung up the show.
You
know, because they probably knew long before going public with the whole thing. It's like, maybe we just need to give up the show and stick with what we're doing, raise the family.
Well, she's already said that her she's due in like April, right? I think that was part of the announcement.
Yes.
So, yeah, they've known since before.
Long before.
Yeah.
So there were some decisions to be made. But, gosh, she has her hand in so much stuff, too. You can't go anywhere now without seeing the Chip and Joanna logo on something.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Like, you overextend yourself. And no matter how many employees you have under you,
yeah.
If you're Joanna Gaines, you're still ensuring the quality of all of your products.
Right.
Not leaving that up to another company.
No.
So... I understand why she would just be like, okay, I got to leave the show because I'm having a baby and I have so many other things going on.
That's true.
The baby's crib's made out of shiplap.
It
I don't
is.
Know if you know that.
Well, it has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be. If you want to be mad at Jeopardy, here's a good reason to be mad at Jeopardy. Check this out.
A song by Coolio from Dangerous Minds goes back in time to become a 1667 John Milton classic. Nick.
What is Gangster's Paradise Lost?
Yes. Our judges have reevaluated one of your responses a few moments ago, Nick. You said gangsters instead of gangstas on that song by Coolio. So we take 3,200 away from you, so you are now in second place.
Come on!
Right? I mean, he still ended up winning.
Doesn't matter.
But I'd be ticked if I ended up losing.
So crappy. Like, that is just the worst thing ever. Also, when in your life do you think Alex Trebek has ever said the word gangstas?
Alex, I'm going to go all gangsta on you right now if you don't give me my $3,200 back.
No, joke.
The fact that they didn't do it right then and there, they went back later on the show and had to take the money away. Like, they actually had a conversation like, he ended with an ER instead of an A. What do we do here? Like, that's what they had to do.
What, are they pinching pennies on the show now?
Well...
You know?
Maybe so.
$3,200 is
Listen,
like,
Trebek wanted a raise. They had to take it somewhere.
That's true.
Take it from this guy.
Justin Timberlake's got a brand new album on the way. It's called Man of the Woods. Comes out February 2nd, right before we get to his Super Bowl halftime performance.
This album is really inspired by my son, my wife, my family, but more so than any other album I've ever written, where I'm from. And it's personal.
He's saying it's inspired where he's from. He's from Memphis, Tennessee.
Right.
So are we thinking we're going to hear more of a bluesy feel to this album than anything before?
Could be. I know he likes to dabble in that area a lot.
Yeah.
Jessica Biel says she's heard some of the new stuff and she's very impressed.
Of course she is.
Well, yeah, because she's going to be bringing in the check.
Right.
Yeah, I'm very impressed with the amount of money we're going to be making here over the next year. And it's going to be very impressive.
Right.
All right, guys, that is the Showbiz Beat.
Hey, thanks, Justin. So yesterday the computers beat Jackson. Mm-hmm. Today the computers have beat us. My computer froze. So here's how it works. The text messages come to my screen. And they started to populate, and it just crashed.
And then they stopped.
Completely.
We got two votes.
And it just like... Grrr. So here's what I'm thinking for Choose the News today. I will say out of the two votes, Jackson was 2-for-2. Before the computer crashed.
100% landslide.
Should we share all three stories today?
Or a few calls says it all. If you want to.
Well,
let's just share the stories.
What kind of a time crunch are we in?
I don't know. Not much. It's your show, buddy. What do you want? Why don't we just do all three stories?
Well, I feel like maybe the streak could
continue
today.
I'm not going to worry about your streaking.
No one cares. 2018. Is happening before you guys.
So for Choose the News, we always ask you to vote for the stories. Today, good news, you get all three.
Okay. I guess I'll count that.
Yeah. Sure. You
well,
do
come
you.
On.
You do you.
I am doing me. Okay. That's why I'm doing me is winning Choose the News again
Streaking
today.
Is 1.3.
That's fine. You know, it's still a win. It was a win. Hey, body odor could get you fired. Ready for it?
Yes. Yeah.
So there's this girl in her in Indianapolis. Her name is Amber. She's a supervisor at a court. Well, she was getting a bunch of complaints that a coworker that they had smelled so bad. So she went around and hung a bunch of air fresheners, installing them all over the office. Unfortunately, about 6 months later, the employee with the body odor complained to human resources, and she was fired for hostile work environment.
So the one who put up the Sensi's yes. is the one who got fired?
Yes, because the stinky uh-huh. complained to HR
oh,
about
the
way he was...
stinky got fired.
No. So basically is, if you smell and your HR puts up air fresheners, you can get her fired.
It's like the scent-free work environment we have here.
I don't
right.
Like, don't put on scented lotion. Don't put on... You can't even, like, have a candle at your desk,
no.
let alone light it.
It's true.
It's crazy talk.
But you can just allow yourself to be au naturel and be okay?
No, I think that's even worse. Would you rather have flowers or B.O.? I'll take the flowers.
You know what, though?
She's now suing the city, though, for a wrongful termination.
Look how easy it would have been to sit down and be like, your grooming standards do not meet company standards. You have got to use deodorant or wash. That's so much easier than hanging a bunch of air fresheners and waiting 6 months with flowery B.O. laying
that's
around.
True.
I love it. It's passive aggressive. It's my style.
It
that
is,
sounds
isn't
great
it?
To me. Yeah.
We all need to work on being more direct around here.
Jackson, what's your story?
So 30% of millennials have told a coworker how much money they make. So for a long time, that's so taboo, right?
Right. You never talk about it.
You're never supposed to talk about
yeah.
it. But I've always had a problem with that. Because when you're young and you're starting a career, you don't know how much your company is paying. And without knowing how much your coworkers are making, how are you supposed to negotiate?
Uh-huh. Right.
And that completely puts... Like, I think that was something made up by companies. Don't show your salary. It's not okay. It's not polite. That's something made up by companies so that you don't have negotiation power. And I don't think that that's okay.
I don't know how that began.
Yeah, I don't
but
know either.
There's no, stuff you don't... There's, like, politeness. You don't ask what people make. You don't
nope.
ask what they pay for their home.
Nope.
You just...
But if someone volunteers the information, that can a lot of places that can get you fired.
You can if you volunteer what you make,
right?
Really?
If you tell someone, but see that's not okay because if I'm telling you, oh, this is how much I make, then that should like I don't think that that's a problem.
I had a coworker who always asked me what I paid for things.
That's
like,
weird.
I hate that. Yeah.
Like, what would that run you?
Yeah. I was like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm okay. More than I probably could afford. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Who are you, my wife?
None yet.
Stop.
None
yeah.
of business.
But
yeah.
this is what Business Insider says led to that. Millennials are taught to collaborate instead of compete with each other.
Okay.
So we're more about teamwork and making sure that everyone is being treated fairly. We value transparency more than previous generations. We like to know what's going on and be brought into the conversation. In general, we're not as selfish, and everyone has massive amounts of student loan debt. So it's easy to feel for each other, like, oh my God, you're in crazy debt too?
Everyone's in debt.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everyone's in debt. No one can afford a house. Let's talk about it.
Let me tell you about Bruce Wayne.
Okay.
Bruce Wayne lives in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Batman.
He's not Batman.
Oh, okay.
He just set a world record on Monday by eating at Chipotle for 426 consecutive days and counting.
Wow.
He started October 30th, 2016, and he says he has no plans on stopping.
How bad do you think his body odor is?
Actually, he actually works for the girl who got fired. Interesting fact. If you want to read more about any of the stories, they're all going to be up online at mix1051utah.com. I'll restart the computer here, try our texts going, and we want to hear about your Christmas this year. Did you get a terrible Christmas present? Because our coworker did. You know, a lot of times for Christmas, you make those lists.
Yeah.
You give them out to family members so they don't mess up your gift. You say, make sure you get one of these. This way, you know, we're all happy on Christmas Day, right? Maybe you give hints.
Sure.
With your loved one as you're walking through somewhere. Like, oh, I've always wanted that. Another great example of
right.
how to get what you want,
just
right?
Dropping the hint.
My cubicle mate, Monroe, though, did not do any of those things to her husband.
I didn't.
And Christmas ended up being just not great for her.
Well, then we kind of blame her a little bit.
I agree with you. Let's say good morning to Monroe.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
The dudes need obvious hints, too. They can't be, you know, just like too clever.
My husband is usually a really stellar gift giver, though.
Okay.
But man, he bombed this year. He bought me something for himself.
For Christmas morning.
Yeah.
So now, do you guys exchange gifts on Christmas?
And, Okay. We fill each other's stockings. Yeah. And, you know.
All right. Is there like a budget you usually do that you both agree upon or kind of an understanding of like, hey, let's not go too big? No.
He usually spoils me.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Usually.
Twice, though, this year. You were telling me when we were talking about this, about the other gift. I think he did it to you twice.
He wrapped two things for me, and both of them were for himself.
So you've been a little, I would say, hurt by Christmas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the last few days, you've been telling me about this Christmas gift. And we're going to take your text. Who hates what they got for Christmas? You can text us at 615-44. Hopefully the text is back up. Or you can call us at 844-649-1051. Tell us what you got for Christmas.
It's a good story.
Okay, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you right now. Okay, so he takes lunch to work, right? Mm-hmm. But he is one of those that watches all the YouTube videos on the toxins and everything.
Oh, with the plastic.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's been telling me, complaining about our Rubbermaid Tupperware, right? What did Mama unwrap for Christmas? New glass Pyrex to-go
containers. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Oh. Yep, and I got a Sonicare toothbrush double pack.
Oh, man. I would have thrown the other one away immediately.
No. So let me think of that. It's Christmas morning.
Uh-huh.
And you guys are exchanging gifts. And obviously, you got him something that he really wanted. He was excited. And you go to open up yours. And you're tearing off the wrapping paper. And you see the glass Pyrex food holder.
Uh-huh.
And what do you say? What happens to your face at this point?
Oh, thank you. Like, I really... So
you put on the front.
I did. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Like, it's not worth it. It's not worth rupturing the marriage, you know?
And it's a gift. And it's nifty still.
Like, I get it, too. It's glass, so it's heavy. You're like, ooh, this is going to be something good.
But, and he put from the kids on it.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's really
so I'm thinking like, oh, here it is. It's my picture frame, you know? It's going to be so... No. It was Pyrex.
And you have some heavy picture frames at your house.
It was really cool, but then like he was the one that unpacked it and washed it. He put his little coffee grounds in there, and
he's already tried it.
I'm just looking at him like he asked me if I liked it, and I just said I don't want to talk about it.
Well, that's
and when I say that, I really mean it. That's not a cue for you to like work this out.
Right,
that is a cue for you to just never bring that up ever again.
Well, the kids really wanted to get it for you, so.
Have you received a new gift from him as a, oops, I messed up, so here's your New Year's gift?
He did try to, he handed me a couple gift cards. Which
nice.
He's like, oh yeah, I forgot to put these in your stocking.
Yeah. Like, make it rain, Taco Bell.
Not enough? Hold on, kids, get my wallet.
Yeah, right, exactly.
How would you feel about $31, $2, $3, $4?
Yeah. Dude, totally. But you know what? Like, I've brought one to work every single day.
I think maybe he just cares about it. I see it as he's being thoughtful. He's worried about you poisoning yourself, so he got you the glass food container.
John, your coupon book was a better idea.
Right. And knowing Monroe as well as I do, she's going to forget to take these home.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to stack up there in your drawer.
I'll be darned if he ever uses
them. That's right. It's
ever.
Not going to happen.
Ever.
Got a text saying, I got a nighty for Christmas. Definitely not for me. He's a sly devil.
Naughty, naughty.
Yeah.
You totally wanted that, right?
I love the Sonic toothbrushes. That
seems
like a
great
idea.
Because it's a two-pack.
It's a twofer.
That's the best.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
That's another one. You would like to brush after lunch, and you should bring the other one to work.
Oh, yeah. It's here.
So you're not going to share. You're not sharing the gifts with him in any
way. No, I am not.
No, why would you? Get out of here. I'd start licking everything.
Dude, I'm going to clean the toilet. That's going to be my new grout scrubber.
Sonicare grout scrubber.
Yeah.
Who hates what they got for Christmas? Your texts are coming in at 61544. My friend gave me a nice custom shirt. I was pretty excited until I saw his initials in the sleeve. It turns out he regifted it.
Oh.
That's hilarious.
Oh, snap.
That's good.
Got to have a friend with the same initials if you're going to do that.
Didn't think that went through, did you?
No. Did you not notice? My best friend gave me an acne kit. I guess the intentions were good.
Oh, ouch.
I don't know. I would be thrilled.
Yeah, if you're that kind of person,
expensive.
Though. Yeah, but if you're that kind of person. Yeah.
My sister's husband got her a 3D printer this year, which is great and all except that's what he wanted to use. She doesn't even know if she would use it, maybe for a school project or something.
Right.
That's like you.
Yeah.
It's a husband gift.
Yeah. Why don't you get her a size 10 waiters, you know? Why try to hide it?
Who hates what they got for Christmas this year? You could text us at 615-44. My dad gave me a laundry basket this year. In his defense, it's a nice wicker. But then again, it's also a laundry basket.
That's true.
Wicker's good.
Wicker's very nice.
My wife's grandparents are the worst. This year, they gave her some re-gifted chocolate bark from an unknown number of years ago.
Oh, gross.
I got a junior size tie.
Are you a junior sized person?
Maybe it fits.
Maybe you're a junior sized person. It's just fine.
I got cowboy boots for my husband. We have never been to a country concert, nor have I ever been on a horse. Maybe he wants to create a new persona for
you
guys. Maybe. Yeah.
This is step one.
And maybe they'll just look great on you.
And maybe it was on discount.
Also you'll have to see if there's something to follow for Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
You know, maybe he's building something here.
Chaps.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, that's where you're going with that.
I got the flu for Christmas. Yeah, no one wanted that for Christmas, right? Who hates what they got for Christmas? Your text at 615-44. My mom wrapped up all of my stuff that I've been keeping at her house with a note saying, it's time.
Wait, what?
That's the best.
I guess the mom probably had all, like I kept a bunch of stuff at my parents' house for years.
Uh-huh.
They never wrapped it up and gave it to me for Christmas, though.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome, though. We got a Costco-sized container of peanuts. That's a gift that keeps on giving for a while.
Yeah.
That's like a year's supply of peanuts is what you got.
I was going to say probably several years because I don't eat a lot of peanuts.
My husband got a re-gifted gift card to a store he never goes to. The original name was whited out, and his name was put on.
That's good.
That's solid work. They went through the effort of finding white out for that.
My Christmas was great this year. However, last year, my living boyfriend gave me a farting hippo. It was the only gift he ever bought for me. We're over 50. By the way, I'm single again.
I love it.
People live in constant fear of this happening to them. What is it? No, it's not sinkholes like me. I got a text saying, I live in constant fear of having to pay with change. I hate being that guy. I do live in constant fear of every time I pay with my card, which is every time, afraid that it's going to be declined.
I know. Just for even a glitch in the system.
I hate when that happens.
For the embarrassment. You're like, man. No, also, I just got paid today. So I promise.
Yeah.
Like, really? That's what the guy before you said.
What do you live in constant fear of? What do you guys think it is?
Man, in today's world?
Yeah.
Inadequacy.
I think it's got to be something on the internet people are in fear of.
Like your personal information being stolen?
Yeah, it could be that. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be something that has to do with something in the digital form.
See, I think it's mental health. I think it's inadequacy. People are afraid of being less than. I think people judge themselves based on other people too much.
People live in constant fear of their cell phone battery dying.
Wow, we went big on that,
yeah,
Justin.
We did.
We went too big on that. I am always nervous about my cell phone, though. Always.
A new survey of 2,000 adults find that 25% of respondents live in, quote, constant fear of their cell phone battery dying.
Man, I'm not going to make it through the day.
50% say that this fear has gotten worse over the last 5 years.
It's true. What happens if your phone's dead, like, and you still got 3 hours of work left?
Happens to me all the time.
You're like, oh, no.
I know. And then it's freeing. After I get through the first hour of stressed about it, then I enjoy it.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, whatever.
25% say that they suffer from anxiety on a daily basis regarding their phone running out of juice.
Yeah.
34% say that the biggest horror is having their phone stolen.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Time to cut the cord.
Yeah, it is.
No joke. I've had my phone stolen a lot, though, and I got to tell you, it is a pain in the can.
Is it?
Yeah. I got my phone stolen out of my lap while I was asleep on an airplane once.
How?
Oh, man.
I don't know. I looked all over
audience.
The plane, though.
You're like, no one's getting off this plane.
Yeah, I was livid. The flight attendants even looked. Like, they're like, sometimes your phone will slide back.
Right, yeah.
When we're landing. It wasn't on the plane anywhere.
Hmm. Was it the person next to you? Did they take it?
I think so.
Had to be.
Like, it had to be.
That, to me, makes the most sense.
Yeah. But I was, like, panicking and looking for it, so I was just like, yeah, go ahead. But yeah, it had my phone stolen with my watch wrapped around it.
Oh,
while I was asleep on the plane.
Oh.
I was livid.
That's why I don't fly. Right there. That's the reason why I don't fly.
You drove. If you would have drove, you'd still have your phone.
Yeah. It's not the phone. It's not the plane that you have to worry about going down. It's the people on the flight
with you.
It's
the thieves. Exactly. That's why. She gave a kiss to one of her dancers on New Year's Eve, Demi Lovato, Mix 1051. I was talking about Demi Lovato's new commercial for free...
Oh, yeah. Fabletics.
Fabletics.
I forgot to look that up.
It's up on our morning show blog from yesterday. Isn't it?
The morning show blog didn't get posted.
It never got posted because
I didn't have a podcast to post.
That's right. So never mind about that. You can't
see it. I'll put it in our blog today, though. I'll put it in right now.
You missed out is what I'm trying to say. Up on our blogs right now, though, I did read yesterday, 20 things that turned 20 in 2018.
Oh, great. So
did you read this?
It's a feel-old moment right now.
Oh, yeah. Google launched September 4th, 1998.
Wow.
I feel like Google's been around longer.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I feel like Google, well, it's, yeah.
I mean, 20 years is a long time.
It is a long time.
Yeah. That's how you do everything. Like, I remember growing up, we had, like, encyclopedias, right? You had to look things up.
Uh-huh.
And now you just Google it.
And I just Google it.
Yeah.
Dawson's Creek. I don't want to wait.
James Vanderbeek.
Yeah. Premiered January 20th, 1998.
I never watched it.
You never watched Dawson's Creek?
Me neither.
I did.
That wasn't mine.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't my thing.
Give me some of that. Other TV shows that premiered 20 years ago, Sex and the City. Watch that one.
That's a good one.
That 70s Show.
Are you serious? These are 20 years
old.
Wow.
70s Show is the same age as Sex and the City? That's crazy.
I still watch the reruns of that 70s Show.
Oh, that's great.
So TRL is 20 years old.
That one feels old to me.
They just brought it back.
Yeah, because that... Yeah, I get it.
Will and Grace, 20 years ago.
Wow.
Really?
What's the challenge on MTV? Is that where they do like the Road Rules challenge
Must
stuff?
Have been.
Isn't that back on too, though?
Yeah. I think
MTV's it's retro now.
Recycling
All of
through.
These things are back on, aren't they?
Except for that 70s show. The first Harry Potter book, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, was released in America in 1998. So it came out in 97 across the pond, but over here... HBO over the weekend did a Harry Potter marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was it great?
I recorded all of them, yeah. We're up to the Half-Blood Prince right now.
You're letting your children watch the Half-Blood Prince?
No, no, no. This is after they go to bed.
Okay, good.
Well, first of all, judgy.
No, judgy. We had already talked, though, because you said, where should I stop? I go, don't let them watch Goblet of Fire on, because that's when it starts to get real dark.
We stopped before Goblet of Fire, because I thought with the death of, spoiler alert, Cedric...
Yeah, seeing a dead body is a traumatic when you're a kid.
Yeah,
that shouldn't happen until you're like, what, three or four?
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's not questioning your parenting over there.
The Furby hit shelves in 1998.
Oh, the Furby. I remember the Christmas that it was nuts. Everyone trying to get their hands on that.
We got a Hatchimal for Christmas this year. It's the same thing as a Furby, but you got to wait for it to hatch. That thing took 40 minutes to hatch out of the egg. The kids got bored. I had to sit there and like rub this stupid egg. For 40 minutes before it would hatch.
It's just a Furby with extra steps.
Yes.
That's all it is.
Does it even look like a Furby?
I started breaking the egg open when the kids were looking. Yeah. That's what I did. Game Boy Color came out 20 years ago.
Oh, man. I loved my Game Boy Color.
One of my favorite movies, Armageddon, was the top movie 20 years ago.
20 years ago?
Oh. Gracie. Daddy. So sad. Other movies that came out in 98, Saving Private Ryan. There's Something About Mary.
No way.
Oh, man. Ben Stiller at his best.
I'll never look at hair gel the same way.
No.
Mulan. Shakespeare in Love, which I think won Best Picture that year.
I think it did.
And The Truman Show.
I love The Truman Show. I like Saving Private Ryan, too. I'll watch both of those whenever.
So you're just a fan is what you're trying to
say.
Yeah. Some of the songs that came out 20 years ago, Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
Britney, that's her first single, too. Isn't
oh, yeah.
It?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was. So she's wearing the Catholic schoolgirl thing in the pigtails.
That means that this is the 20th anniversary of Britney coming into our lives, you guys. Oh, we should celebrate.
We should celebrate it. Monica's The Boy Is Mine. Lauryn Hill's Doo-Wop, That Thing. That Thing.
All
that,
good stuff.
Yeah. If you want to see even more in some video, it's up online. Mix1051utah.com. Did you see that Florida is getting snow?
Are they really today?
Yeah. Tallahassee is getting snow.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
How is this possible?
Well, that's the panhandle.
Yeah, but you got like... Still, it's Florida compared to here. Look outside right now. It's blue skies. There's barely any snow when I look out of the ground. I mean, there's nothing.
Well, there isn't any. No, you're right.
It's called climate change.
Yep.
I'm telling you, it's called climate change.
We're becoming the new Florida.
Extreme and unpredictable weather patterns.
Stay put.
I wouldn't hate it.
No, neither would I. I'm like, yeah,
tropical.
Right,
if it wasn't for the inversion,
yeah,
I'd be fine with it.
Exactly.
But we need those storms just to keep the nasty smog out.
I know. Yeah. We just haven't fixed that problem yet.
We've heard of the, you remember like the movie The Perfect Storm?
It
turns out there's a perfect storm that's setting up right now, right on the East Coast. They're calling it a bomb cyclone.
Okay. What does a bomb cyclone
do? That sounds awful.
Isn't that like the worst name? This is what the Weather Channel is calling it. They're saying that all these satellite images are looking at this, quote, bomb cyclone off of the New England coast. It's going to be massive, filling up the entire Western Atlantic with hurricane winds, but winter winds. So you got like the hurricanes that happened.
Yeah.
But now you're adding in winter to it.
The East Coast sure gets smacked, don't they?
Don't they?
Yes.
And every time, like, so I'm from California and I moved out here,
and I
love it. I don't mind the winter. It's not my favorite time. And I have my California friends who are like, "Ugh, how can you handle the winter?" I'm like, we do not get winter the way the East Coast gets winter.
No.
Look at Pennsylvania right now and what they're dealing with.
Brutal.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I wouldn't live there.
No.
Last year was bad, though. We had a horrible snow year last year. It was constant snowing.
Yeah, it started like Christmas Day. I had a friend.
It was earlier than that. It was snowy on Thanksgiving.
All I know is like someone told me like, it's just going to happen like late January and start snowing until June. No, I don't want that at all. That sounds terrible.
That also happened.
So there's, according to the bomb cyclone,
okay,
you will have flooding on top of high winds within wintry conditions.
Oh, my God.
In Boston and everywhere up in like the New England area.
Oh, that's a recipe for a big disaster, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's got all this water, then it's going to freeze?
Yep.
Man.
So you guys want to go get like a crabbing boat and go out on the...
No, right now? I don't.
Okay, just throwing out ideas.
What can
just thought I might...
Okay, let's think West Coast. What can we fish for there?
And there's the other thing, too, with that is that there are so many people on the East Coast. Like, they're just so population dense.
Just trapped.
And I just think of like how many people don't have power right now, are going to freeze, it's just horrible.
Where do you put the snow?
Shoot it back into the ocean.
That's what they're going to have to do, right?
Yeah,
like, where do you put it?
Push it back that way. Stack it up on the beach.
We're going to all have to mail our hair dryers out to the East Coast.
Okay.
So they can just plug them in and try to melt all the snow.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
That's going to be our next big charity drive. Hi, Mix.
Hi, Mix. How you guys doing again?
Good.
Hey,
you're talking about the cold.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw, John, because you were out of state last week, but they were talking about back there in back east somewhere around Pennsylvania, that some thresher sharks washed up on shore that have frozen to death.
That's crazy. Sharknado!
It's Sharknado's happening.
Sharknado's happening,
yeah,
guys.
They like the cold water, I thought. But yeah, they said they had some thresher sharks wash up that had frozen to death.
I'm telling you, something weird's going on with the weather this year.
Climate change is what it's called.
I don't know if that's it. I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to slap you.
Well, Penny, on the bright side, we're going to be able to get our tan on a lot earlier this year.
True. That's true.
Hey, have a great day.
All right, you guys too. Bye-bye.
Blue skies.
No snow.
No snow. No frozen sharks.
None.
Doing okay.
Oh, man, no frozen sharks.
We talked yesterday about how there's a war on resolutions.
Yeah, people are rude.
Yeah, like if you have a New Year's resolution, like it's better just not sharing it with someone because people like to tell you like, oh, it's stupid, or oh, you won't make
Pretty
it
much.
Past a week.
Yeah, it's really none of their business.
Like you don't get any support like you used to.
Uh-uh.
Well, a new study took 180 U.S. cities and ranked them according to how easy it is for people who live there to stick to their resolution. Guess what?
What?
We're in the top 10.
Heck yeah!
Yeah! The best city overall for sticking to any type of resolution is Seattle. San Francisco's number 2, then San Diego, Scottsdale, and then us. Salt Lake.
It's kind of a regional thing, too, then, isn't it?
West is
you know
best.
What?
Yeah.
Salt Lake, San Jose, Orlando, Irvine.
Oh, Orlando. Gotcha.
Oh, Orlando's the only one. Out of that, the top 10, though, is completely West Coast.
Yeah.
Good job, West Coast. One South. Great job, guys.
The best city, if you want to have health-related resolutions, is San Diego. Yeah,
I get
it's easy.
It.
You can go run the boardwalk.
Right.
Yeah.
It's nice out all the time.
And everyone there is way hot. So you have to be equal hotness.
Right. For financial resolutions, it's Maryland. And if you want to have bad habits, it's Baltimore.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Drinking, smoking, whatever.
Yeah.
No worries.
I don't know why that'd be a resolution to have bad habits.
My goal this year is to be
disgusting. Maybe to get rid of your bad habits?
to get rid of?
I don't know. It just says bad habits.
I think that that is a place you go. I think the people there are having a hard time changing because of their bad habits.
The city where it's hardest to stick to your resolution. Where do you think it is?
Las Vegas.
Manhattan.
No, New Jersey did make the list of the top three. Mississippi, Gulfport, Mississippi, the hardest place.
I've been there.
If you want to see what the most common resolutions are, I got a blog about it up at mix1051utah.com. That does it for us. Thanks for hanging out. All the show is going to be up online on our podcast page at mix1051utah/fix. Justin, have a great day.
You too.
Jackson, you're going to hang out for the next few hours?
I got another shift.
Bye-bye.